comes the sun.
The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
News out of the NFL. Mike Vrabel will not be with the Patriots on Saturday for the third day of the NFL draft as he seeks counseling. ESPN reports that Vrabel says that he promised his family and the Patriots that he would give them the best version of himself. And in order to do that, he will start counseling this weekend. In the NBA playoffs, the Pistons even the series against the Magic, coming out on top in Game 2, 98-83. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 37 points as the Thunder outscored the Suns 120-107. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Flyers outscored the Penguins 5-2. Philadelphia now leads that series 3-0. The Ducks even the series against the Oilers, coming out on top 6-4 in Game 2, while the Stars and the Wild went down to the wire and then some, but Dallas won it 4-3 in double overtime. Dallas now leads that series 2-1.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
South County Coalition accused dark money funds releases names of contributions. Atascadero police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate Adam Verdin accused the South County Coalition of filing dark money into the District 4 race. South County Coalition contributed about $13,000 into supporting Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy, but did not state any individual contributor's identity. Verdon says that the form used to make these contributions requires donor names to be listed, and said that his campaign was considering filing a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. He demanded Dorothy Hines, the treasurer of the group, to immediately amend her filings and to show every penny of this dark money. The coalition filed another contribution report on Tuesday, listing three donors of its $45,000 raised. Don Ernst, an attorney at Ernst Law Group, contributed $22,000. Napomo resident Carla Haney donated $5,000, and retired SLO resident Ray Madison contributed $18,000. Paso Robles Community Services announced there will be a temporary closure of the Senior Center and Veterans Memorial Building on Scott Street. The closure starts at noon on Monday, April 27th. It is due to sewer line maintenance, requiring a temporary water shutoff. Water service to both facilities will be unavailable during this time, making it necessary to close the buildings for the remainder of the day. Normal operations are expected to resume the following business day. Visitors are encouraged to plan accordingly and adjust any scheduled activities or appointments. Atascadero Police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen on a school campus. The APD responded at about 12:13 p.m. yesterday to Monterey Elementary School. School staff immediately initiated lockdown procedures out of an abundance of caution. Officers established a secure perimeter around the campus and began their search. No individual matching the reported description, however, was located. The lockdown was lifted at about 12:47 p.m. Officers continue to conduct follow-up interviews as part of standard protocol. The APD extends their appreciation to the quick actions from school staff and the cooperation of students during the incident. No injuries were reported. Paso Robles High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborative event at Templeton Performing Arts Center in May. On May 15th, PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show, featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Each performance serves as a culminating showcase of the year for the PRHS music program, with collaborative finales of both bands and choirs. The performance will feature a diverse repertoire, including selections such as MacArthur Park, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest, Walk Out on the Water, and Seacop Siaga. Two performances will be offered on the 15th. One at 6 p.m., another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpac.org. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year on Saturday, April 25th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. The event is hosted by the San Miguel Community Friends. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Dodgers 3-0, the Rockies over the Padres 8-3, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 7-3, the Mariners over the Athletics 5-4, Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Dodgers will go against the Giants, the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, tomorrow the Lakers will face the Rockets in Game 3. Lakers lead 2-0. In California news, A federal appeals court issued an order on Wednesday which blocks a California law that would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to wear identification. Lawyers argued that the California Identification Requirement Law sought to regulate the federal government, violating the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. A California man was arrested for stealing thousands of dollars in Lego toy sets from Target in a return-based scam. 28-year-old Jarrell Augustine was accused of grand theft. Target says he is responsible for over 70 thefts across the U.S., tied to $34,000 in losses. Augustine is accused of buying the Lego sets, opening the packages, removing the figurines, and later returning the boxes, sometimes replacing the Lego components with pasta. More information has been released about the alleged murder of Celeste Rivas Hernandez from singer David. Police say she died of penetration wounds to her upper body. David pled not guilty to first-degree murder. His defense team is pushing to exercise his right in California to have a judge decide within 10 court days whether there's enough evidence to proceed to a trial. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. When you think automation in agriculture, you might picture driverless tractors roaming around large fields, taking over the tasks that humans used to do. But a lot of the value of automation can be realized with more efficient and dynamic smart implements. Agtonomy's Tim Bucher says there is a tremendous amount of untapped potential to apply this technology to the vast amount of farm implements out there.
You don't drive a tractor from point A to point B. You do work while you're doing that. And so bringing the implements into the picture is really important. So we can actually sense the engine load. And when the engine load, we know we're on flat land or a hillside because we have inertial measurement units, these sensors that can measure, you know, what angle the vehicle is at. We can see that, we're on a flat land, but all of a sudden the engine load got heavier and we know we're mowing. So that must mean like we're in thicker grass or cover crop, whatever you're doing. Well, if you were just going 6 miles an hour, the tractor would bog down, or worse yet, you would do a really bad job of mowing. So we dynamically modulate the speed, the RPM of the implement, and basically do it like a human would do it. So you can't just look at the tractor, you have to look at the whole ecosystem.
Bucher said Agtonomy technology has already been applied to 110 implements and counting.
Cattle producers, it's a Brent Cowan Pair Special this Friday, April 24th at Torrington Livestock Markets, Torrington, Wyoming, featuring major dispersions from the Double S Ranch, Double Eight Ranch, and Indian Meadows, plus more top consignments from Red Mountain, Mowry Goodrich, and R&K Farms. Need pairs? Check out J&D Cattle, TB Cattle, Horblit Ranch, and PT Livestock, along with breeding bulls from Sidwell Herefords. Full details at torringtonlivestock.com, and don't forget you can bid online via Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they're made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wines sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of wine labels. "We want to make sure that there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S., said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. "This is another way of us ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing," she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low mid-70s on Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground. Brent crude, the global benchmark, has topped $102 a barrel again as investors anticipate longer disruptions for energy markets. IBM is contributing to the Dow's decline. It is down 10%. Earnings topped expectations, though Wall Street was looking for a stronger forecast. The S&P survey of manufacturing and the service sector of the economy found both improved this month. New claims for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week by 6,000 to 214,000. It does not reflect much change in the labor market. Union Pacific says higher pricing and fuel surcharges boosted its quarter, and defense contractor Lockheed Martin says it was helped in the period by demand from the U.S. government. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Don't forget the Red Scooter Deli, well, right across from the pet department there on 6th Street, and use promo code KPRL and you'll get the $5 discount. Order online, redscooterdeli.com, or, of course, in person. You can call 805-237-1780, and they're open daily 6:30 till 4.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Contemporary descriptions of the Oklahoma land rush that took place in 1880 were romantic, with families seeking to build their futures. But in reality, as we shall see over the next couple of days, it was anything but romantic. By the mid-1880s, most of the Plains Indians were living on allocated lands called reservations. But there was an additional almost 2 million acres that wasn't allocated. So there could be no future problems with Indian claims on the land, the Seminole and Creek Nations were paid $4 million. With empty land, the government decided it should be settled. In the spirit of good old American fairness, they decided everyone should have equal access to the land. So President Harrison proclaimed that on noon, April 22, 1880, anyone would be allowed to enter the area and claim 160 acres by simply driving a stake in the ground. Where in the past, it would take years to settle this amount of land, the Oklahoma land rush would do it in a single day. Men came on foot, others arrived on horseback or with their family in a wagon. The Santa Fe Railroad scheduled trains that would run every 15 minutes through the territory. For fairness, the government required them to travel at the speed of a man on horseback. On the 22nd, there were 10,000 people on the line anxious to claim land. As one contemporary report said, the day was one of perfect peace, as the expectant homeseekers waited with restless patience, the clear, sweet notes of a cavalry bugle rose and hung a moment upon the startled air. It was noon. The last barrier of savagery in the United States was broken down. Savagery broken down? Hardly. As we shall see the next time we're together, it was just beginning. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We need help. At Peak Painting, we get it.
Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate Adam Verdin accused the South County Coalition of filing, quote, dark money into the District 4 race after they contributed $13,000 to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy. They did not state any individual contributors as required by law. The coalition has since filed another contribution report listing all three donors of the money raised. Paso Robles High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborative event at Templeton Performing Arts Center on May 15th. PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Two performances will be offered, one at 6 p.m., another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpac.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. High drama in the Indian Ocean.
Motor vessel Majestic X, we intend to conduct the boarding of your vessel.
The video from the Department of War posted on an X showing U.S. forces rappelling from helicopters onto the tanker the military says was smuggling Iranian oil. President Trump on True Social posting.
The United States will triple its efforts in clearing the Strait of Hormuz of Iranian mines. This comes after the Pentagon told Congress that it'll take at least 6 months after the war has ended to clear the Strait of Hormuz of those mines.
It's Fox's Brian Yenis in Tel Aviv. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling reporters today he plans to move the Senate budget resolution to fund DHS as quickly as possible, despite members of his conference who want to add items to this reconciliation bill. The Senate's version passed early this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slocountyhearingaids.com.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, we'll have a little bit of clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Sunshine along with some clouds again, low to mid-70s on Friday. Saturday, we're going to be cloudy, low 60s. Some clouds and sunshine mixed in, mid-60s Sunday, Monday 70, mid-70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 6:21 a.m., 7:43 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, Karen's back. Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us.
Get up. The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, you know how it's supposed to work, freedom of speech, call in and just about anything, change the subject within the course of the same conversation. It's amazing how that works, absolutely amazing how that works. All right, so call to, you know what's interesting, Chris? A lot of people are looking at my our website, and they all say the same thing.
What is that?
I was looking at your website, and it looks good, except I found or could do this. All of them.
All of them.
All of them. And so, and again, I feel like responding, but I'm not going to. But anyway. Okay. So last hour, a gentleman called in, and you know, freedom. How much freedom do we have? Well, apparently, only, when I say only, 72% of Americans are satisfied with their personal freedoms. Now, that's a drop from previous years, although they don't list what they were in the previous years. Now, freedom, of course, is generally constrained by law. You have now surveillance, other factors, meaning true absolute freedom is non-existent. And there are some reasons for that, obviously, for us to say, well, you can do whatever you want is nonsense. Because we have to protect others. I'm not sure I agree with protecting ourselves. However, again, this kind of ties in with, again, I deleted the email yesterday from the gentleman that sent it in to me, and not, it was a mistake, because I really wanted to read it, because it had to do, again, with the banning of the smoking of cigarettes for those born after 2008 in England. And to rehash what I mentioned yesterday and then a little bit of a tease last hour, on the money it costs the taxpayers for people who have tobacco-related medical issues. It's far outweighs what the government brings in regarding the tax base. It's $40 billion. It costs $260 billion to take care of those who have medical issues due to tobacco. Now, again, I don't know how much the tobacco industry brings in. And I don't know how many jobs they supply around the United States. That could be in the billions of dollars as well. But with the gentleman yesterday on the email, he, you know, brought up the fact, well, and I wasn't insinuating that we should do this in the United States. I was just throwing it out there for people to think. Okay, so an industry that has been vilified for many years, and yet the government is willing to accept their tax money without banning it, although we subsidize people that use it. Well, the gentleman in the email say, you know, he started listing other things, such as what we consume as far as, the foods, the chips, even our trivia, the hot dog, all those type of things on, excuse me, on how they can, that contributes to health issues with us, and how much does that cost us? So I think his point was, how far do you want to go with this? I have somewhat jokingly for many, many years have said, well, as the government takes over more control of our health care, won't they then be telling us what we can and cannot eat? And won't there be groups of people who say, well, you're eating this and it's costing us money? Some of the same things I remember when the seatbelt law became national. Somebody called in and said, well, if you don't wear a seatbelt and you're in a car accident and you become paralyzed, I have to pay for it, meaning taxpayers. That's why in last hour when the gentleman, I asked him, I said, would he agree that if people want to put whatever they want into their body, that we shouldn't be responsible, that they have to sign something saying nobody will be responsible except myself or family if they want to do so. So again, how far do you want to go? Now, American satisfaction with personal freedom has fallen, and it's been dropping since 2021. Now, of course, what are our freedoms? Well, we have the freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petition, protecting against government restrictions. Now, those are all detailed, I think, in the first Amendment 101 resource. So how far do we go? Because if you have the freedoms to do the basics in life, and you don't achieve those, or whatever your personal, what you think your personal freedom should be. Chris, do you think there should be some restrictions on so-called freedoms?
I mean, there already are. That's
I know that, but I'm asking because from last hour, the guy doesn't really think we should have any.
Yes, I do. That's right. Not a very hard question for me to answer.
Right, because there's when people say, I have a right to do this, well, there's also responsibilities, because if we just let people randomly do whatever the heck they wanted, we'd have a pretty chaotic society, wouldn't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it'd be, we have enough problems with people that do stupid things that are against the law, and they don't abide by the laws, and they create havoc in the communities we live in. Just like the tobacco issue, they cost us money, and in some cases they cost lives, innocent lives. So you just can't run rapid and do anything that you want, because it's not a benefit to society at all. I don't think our founding fathers meant that, okay, you've got freedom, so have at it. Do whatever you want. Now, some people think that the government, and I am one, has gone too far regarding freedoms. And there's not much you can do about it, except maybe in some cases change how you vote or who you elect. But that has been proven to be difficult regarding changing laws once they're enacted, because government has learned very well in the last X amount of years. If you say something about, it's the famous Jack O'Connell line, if we can save just one, it's worth it. Okay, Chris, you rode a bike when you were a kid.
Yeah, I did.
You had to wear a helmet?
Only sometimes.
Well, the law said you did, though.
The law said I did, yes.
Okay.
But I did not always wear a helmet, no.
All right. Now, that's, should the government say that you have to wear this helmet, or should the government say, we suggest you do this because it is safer? Which is a better way to go?
Well, I suppose the latter, but I was also thinking in regards to, you know, laws and restrictions. A lot of them as well, I think, are made to benefit or protect kids, especially something with like a helmet. You know, I think I would be more supportive of if the law for a helmet's a suggestion for adults. But if you're a kid, I think it's in our best interest to be a little bit more strict about that.
All right. Would then why not leave it up to the parent to make that decision?
I mean, my parents weren't watching me bike every single second, right. So there's that.
Right, but also, if your parents are going to get blamed, and if you get caught and you get fined, your parents pay that. So what I've seen taking place, and there's something connected with this, is that we have basically, in many cases, and you can make a case, because we see it and hear it on the news every day, of parents making stupid decisions. However, to assume that all the parents are not capable of making sound decisions. Now, many of us come from a generation where you didn't wear a helmet. You just went out. I mean, you were on the monkey bars. You were on the merry-go-round. You were on all these things, climbing trees and so forth. You know, you had trampolines without the nets around them. And I'm not saying that, you know, some of these things aren't bad. But what I kind of go as, okay, so the government sticks their nose in it. They stick their nose in your backyard. They stick your nose in our playground, or their nose in the playground and so forth. How far do you want to go? Now, I'll go back to the bicycle helmet. There was and I don't know how many years after the bicycle helmet law came into effect, at least here in California, is there was an increase in bicycle-related accidents for youth going to ERs. Does anybody know the reason for that? Chris, you want to take a stab at it?
Bicycle-related accidents for ERs.
For kids.
For kids.
Yeah, it went up dramatically. I don't know the exact number, but I thought it was somewhat comical. You have any idea of why that happened?
I don't know. A new bike came out.
No. Kids decided, since they had the helmet, they would take more chances. Because they felt safer. So, again, you know, something that we hammered on X amount of months ago, the good intentions the good intentions. I'm just guessing whether it was a bicycle or the monkey bars or whatever it was when you were a kid, folks. You probably fell a couple of times and a couple of things happened. Either you stopped doing that or you got better at it and you got strong enough to be able to do that and you realized what your capabilities were. And there was no government there to do that. It was you figuring it out, even as a youngster on your own, on how you were able to handle it. Now, unfortunate things happen. However, there's no such thing as the perfect society without getting bruises or maybe even seriously injured and so forth and so on. That's part of it, but we have government coming in to the rescue. Another one is the seatbelts. Okay. Chris, good law, right?
I think so, yes.
All right. Should the government, though, be telling us, or should the option be? Remember, we are 16. They've given you the authority because they think it's 16. Well, all is good. They're 16. They can handle a 3,000-pound vehicle, which, okay, we can get into that debate in a different time. But now government says this is going to save lives. And if you notice on some of the reports, and Chris, you know this, that they will say that they didn't have a seatbelt or they did have seatbelts on.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that probably most people think that seatbelts are okay. All right? But should government be telling you, you have to wear the seatbelt? I don't think so. They can say, they can look, government's always showing us studies. They, you know, we've had the food chart out there for, I don't know, 60 years or something, saying, here are healthy things to eat. Although that chart has changed a couple of times within many of our lifetimes. And they give you all the numbers and they say, okay, do this. This is, you know, going to prolong your life or keep you healthy, whatever it is. All right, so you make that decision. And then they give you a chart on safety in the vehicles. Hey, the chances of you surviving are, you know, okay, I'll make that decision. But no, the government says if you don't, we're going to penalize you. We're going to penalize you for that. We're going to fine you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, I didn't have a threat. I didn't. There, radio's off. You were talking about driving and seatbelts and kids and stuff. My daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter live back in Massachusetts. And so the state of Massachusetts, in their wisdom, decided to move the permit age. You couldn't get a permit until you were 16 and a half. From 15 and a half because they didn't like the stats they had on the accidents. They moved them to 16 and a half and the stats are the same. So it's the inexperienced drivers.
Okay.
So it's not the age of the kid, it's just the inexperience of them getting into a vehicle. And I contend that a lot of that is that these kids were raised up in the back seat of a car, not in the front seat where they could see what's going on. They don't understand everything that you have to take in as a driver because all they've sitting in the back seat. So unintended consequences, I think, is what that is.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, both with my mom and dad, come to think of it, they would talk about, not all the time, but they would talk about things when they were driving. And I don't mean things in life. I'm talking about, they're talking about driving and habits and so forth. Because I know this. My mom used to say when we go, we're in the car with our with my grandpa, she'd go, watch how your grandfather drives. Because he was an excellent driver. He did everything.
Oh, okay.
he was a textbook, textbook driver. I mean, you know, with the hands, the whole thing, the check in the mirror. I mean, the guy was almost, it was, you know, when, even at a young age, I realized, I caught on and thought, I don't see a lot of other people doing this. But he,
yeah,
and like my mom and dad, he would talk about things going on in the road. And, you know, again,
okay,
you're a kid. It's, you know, it's almost like, well, how do you remember that? But, you know, a lot of things our parents told us, they kind of come back to you and go, oh, yeah, I remember my mom or grandpa telling me about, yeah, you know, this and, you know, on certain road conditions or, you know, look out for this because people do this, et cetera, et cetera. You can only learn so much of that when you're going to driving school.
Correct. And if you're raised in the back seat, you're completely unaware of the movement in front of you, you know, so you don't become aware of that. Maybe that's the reason so many young kids don't really want to drive. It's because they don't like all this coming at them, this responsibility, you know. But
I don't
know. I was driving when I was 10, so, yeah, you know, there you go.
Well, yeah, there were a lot of kids, you know, grew up in rural areas and on ranches and farms and so forth. They were driving the old pickup at a very young age, and it was a, you know, it was probably on the column too. It wasn't automatic.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, so back to that, Mike.
Yeah.
Should government tell you that you have to wear a seatbelt and your kid has to wear a bicycle helmet?
Yeah. That's tough because we have too many quote unquote irresponsible parents. If parents are involved in a kid's family, the kids don't know unless they're it's pounded into the head basically what the helmet can do for them. Now the seatbelts are that's something that's yes they shouldn't tell us, but they shouldn't have to. We should just be wearing them.
All right, so again, I'm playing here now. So if the government is if the government is going to tell us, Mike, your kids better wear that helmet on their bicycle or we're going to fine you. Mike, you better put that seatbelt on or we're going to fine you. What else, when you give them the foot in the door, can government then tell you what to do as far as making decisions?
Well, we just went through that with this damn COVID stuff. Hmm. Here, the government's telling you, oh, you can't go here, you can't do that. You know, the government's hand is you can't stop it. Is there no government or some government? I don't know. Think there's such a thing as some government because their voracious appetite to control us.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it, and I think that. You know, as far as me, and I'm not saying these things are bad to put a helmet on a kid or to put your seatbelt on, but the choice of government telling me, you know, Kevin, this is for your own good. We want to save your life, and we think so much of your life, but we're going to fine you if you don't listen to us. So you have you have the threat from the government.
Yes, and that threat is wrong.
Well,
that's
what they do, though.
It really is.
Yep,
that's what they do, and they love that control. And they, as we know, every time they have a chance, they pass another law.
Yeah, that's right. Another law to make money. Mike, we're out of time. We got to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen at Monterey Elementary School. A lockdown was initiated and officers searched the perimeter, but no individual matching the report description was found. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year Saturday, April 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, Karen's back. She'll be on with Sound Off, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. Thanks for everything. And enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. How ironic. Okay, this hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by, or was brought to you by, North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk, AM 1230 KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.